And then in 1908, that's when he purchased land west of Tulsa.
Some of the Indians came to him because they had more land than they needed, and what they wanted was money. A lot of the Indians heard that he was wanting to buy land, and so they came to him, and they were around in the area that later became the city of Sand Springs. He bought the land, and he wanted people, because people, you know, make the city, and the city brings the people. So he brought them together by offering a dollar to anybody who would come and buy land from him. So people began to come. When he got a sizable amount of building done, they said, well, now you've got a town. What are you going to name it? Pageville? Page City? He said, no. He wouldn't put his name on anything that belonged to God. He thought everything belonged to God and you shouldn't put your name on anything. And he never did. On all of the things that he did for charity and for himself and everything, he wouldn't say they were his because he said, I'm just a steward of his finances. He thought if he claimed anything that really belonged to God, that it would displease the big fellow up there. And he said, I can't afford to make him mad at me because I've got 51 little children that I'm trying to take care of. Oh. At that time, he had 51 of us. And I was one of them.
He wouldn't put his name on it while he was alive, but after he died, it became known then as the Charles Page Home.
It was called that anyway, whether he made it that or not. People talking about it, they'd say the home and then also the Charles Page Home.
He was very generous with various charities in Tulsa, including the Salvation Army.
Yes.
He formed a friendship with somebody from the Salvation Army.
Mr. Breeding came around getting collection from people. He liked Mr. Breeding. He seemed like an honest man who was trying to help people who were down and out, as he called it. So he gave him some money. He didn't have much, but he gave what he could. Mr. Breeding liked him. He said he's a good man. They became fast friends, and he became the financial end of the Salvation Army. And Mr. Breeding was the other.
We should mention that July 22, 1909, Charles married his second wife, Lucille. They also adopted a baby girl named Mary Ann in 1912.
Who was really one of the illegitimate children of a young girl that was related to them.